Oh shit, we're back, baby. We're back. Welcome to another episode of Insanely... I almost said the old name of the podcast. It's been, what, like 3 episodes now and I still don't have that down? Welcome back to Insanely Chill Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Coe, and I don't know if you can tell by my voice. Also, just real quick, I'm using my new mic. And so, if the sound is crystal clear and... sort of like a, if you're close to climaxing just solely from the sound of my voice, that is thanks to my new mic here. I don't know if you can tell by the sound of my voice, but I'm very sick right now. Extremely sick. I got home from Hawaii last Saturday, and this shit hit me like a... Jesus, I don't even remember. Last Wednesday, I guess. I was chilling at home and then for a couple days, and then this shit hit me like a ton of bricks on Saturday. I've never, and it's just like a really bad cold, but like it just all of a sudden was like, boom, like you're fucked up. I was totally cool, functioning just fine, and all of a sudden Saturday night came around and it just like, oh, felt like just like a wall of congestion punched me in the fucking face. And I couldn't do anything. Sunday I was just out of commission. Actually, that's not true. We ran a 15K on Sunday, which probably didn't help my condition at all. It felt like I had fucking bronchitis. I was running down the streets of Santa Monica, coughing my lungs out with a race number on my shirt, running with all these people. It actually went pretty well. I came second in the 15K, believe it or not. My pace wasn't great because I was so sick, but I ended up doing fine. Told myself I was going to quit at the 10K mark. That's how I got through it. As I approached the 10K mark, I was like, just convincing myself. I had myself fully convinced that I was going to quit at that point. Fully convinced. And as soon as I got there, I was just basically telling myself, I'm like, you're filming your show on Sunday. That's your priority right now. Like, your priority is not this 15K. Like, you don't have to finish this if you don't want. And then I got to the 10K mark, and I'm like, nah, I'm going to finish this motherfucker, which is kind of how I get through most really difficult things that I don't want to do. Mentally, I do that. I just convince myself that I'm going to quit, and then when it comes time to quit, I'm like closer to the finish than I was when I first started convincing myself. So at that point, I'm like, no, you know what? Actually, it's chill if I finish this now. That's what I do that with a lot of shit. When I did a marathon, it was the exact same thing. I had awful shin splints, and I was like, this sucks ass. Maybe you should just, like, go halfway. And then you could quit. And then you could call it quits. Right? Just fucking make it halfway. And then it's not that shameful to drop out then, right? And then I made it halfway, and I was like, fuck it. Let's go 3/4. You know, the pain's pretty fucking intense, but if you made it halfway, you can make it 3/4. And then you can just quit, call her a day, but at least made it 3/4. And then I ended up finishing and beating my goal time. So if you need help getting through something difficult, something mentally challenging for you, just convince yourself you're going to quit, dumbass. And then don't quit when it comes time to quit. But you have to really think that you're going to quit. You have to really believe it. You can't have that thought in your mind that, oh, maybe I won't quit when it comes time to quit. You got to really think you're going to quit. But then don't quit, okay? Little life lesson there from me. It's a weird little tangent. Actually, it kind of relates to today's topic because I want to talk about fitness. That's right, baby, fitness. And I'm very, very into it. It's a lifestyle, really. No, I'm getting back into it. I've always been an active person, right? I was an athlete in college, and if you listen to my previous episodes, you know that one of them is solely about diving. So, if you want to find out more about my life as a diver, go listen to that episode. But parents are very, very active people. My dad's done like 12 Ironmans. My mom's done a bunch too. And so they're both super active. Way more active. Both my parents are way more jacked than me and way more in shape than me. And which is a little bit, you know, frustrating. Big shoes to fill. Right? Because I don't think, I don't know. Like going, okay, for example, when I was in Hawaii with them this past week on vacation with them, wonderful vacation, amazing. We go out to these awesome dinners and stuff like that. So my mom made a reservation for this place on Thursday night. That was a 2-hour walk away from the hotel. And I say it like that. I tell you how long of a walk it was because she made it at that place intending that we would walk there. So we had to leave the hotel 2 hours before the dinner reservation to make it there on time because we had to walk whatever it was. I think it was like 5.5 miles or something like that. Dude, a meal has never tasted so good. That's how they vacation, though. They do like active vacations. Every vacation I go on with them, it's like a bike trip or a hiking trip or whatever, which is awesome. I love it and it's amazing. But I also like the other type of vacation where you go binge drinking with your friends too. That's also a fun vacation, but I'm just saying my parents are very, very active. I've always been active. I go through phases where I'm into, like, so one of my things right now, lifting, right? So I mentioned in a previous episode, but I'm acting in this pilot starting, I think we're going to shoot it like in the beginning of March. I actually just read the first draft of it. It's really funny, and I'm really excited. But I play this guy, and he's like basically supposed to be like a hot kind of womanizer dude, right? And so I'm trying to get like a little bit bigger for it. I'm trying to like cut down the fat and get a little bit bigger for it. So I joined a gym. Yep, I joined Gold's Gym in Venice, which is like the bodybuilding mecca. It's like where fucking bodybuilding was invented at this goddamn place. I'm pretty sure Arnold Schwarzenegger was born at this gym, straight up. Conceived and born at that gym. Gold's in Venice. Now that I've told you guys that, don't like fucking go there just to creep on me if you're a listener to this podcast. I don't know if that's a vain thing to say. Probably assuming that you guys are that into me that you'd show up at my gym. But I don't know. Hey, I mean, if you go to Gold's Venice and you see me there, definitely say what up. It's a pretty fucking inspiring gym to be in. Okay? This place is like, it's like 80% just meatheads. It's like 80% dudes that are 6 times as big as me. Seriously. And like the girls there are all super jacked too. It's crazy. Just walking around, just looking at, and they don't even, no one needs, it's not one of those places where like, you know, it's not like Equinox. You go to Equinox in LA, which is like this really like bougie, like gym chain. And you go there and it's all like, you know, super skinny Instagram models, like on the elliptical, like just, you know, kind of like judging each other and like how, like judging each other's like workout outfits. You know what I'm saying? This place is like people don't even give a fuck about you. It's just about how much muscle can I build in this session on myself. And I don't give a fuck about anyone else in this gym right now. It's crazy. And what that results in, it's just 900 meatheads just walking around the gym. Which is like, if you're like, you know, if you need a little bit of inspiration, that's a pretty good place to start. For sure. And it's not, I don't find it intimidating at all, because it's just like no one's really caring about other people. They're just doing their own thing, which is great. Stick the earphones in, you go in. So recently I've been very into lifting, right? Because I have to put a little muscle on for this role. So I just throw on the fucking hoodie and sweatpants, throw in the music, and just, you know, pump iron. Pump iron, baby. That's what it's all about. Is lifting things, mostly weights. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like getting in there and just repping out some big ones, you know? Seriously though, it's weirdly therapeutic. I don't know what it is. It's cool. So, but I go through these phases where I lift for a while and then I don't lift, and then I lift for a while and then I don't lift. Normally, and then like when I'm not lifting, I'm really against it. I'm like, lifting is stupid. It's a waste of time. Like for someone who's not naturally super skinny, I don't really think lifting, because you know, dudes are always like, I want to get bigger. It's like, well, why? Like just being in shape, I think is just generally cool. I mean, I don't know. I don't really look at like a huge dude with like unnatural muscle mass, and I'm like, yeah, that dude. Could definitely steal my bitch. Normally, I'm like, that dude just looks abnormal, you know? So normally, I'm like, all right, just be in shape. At least for myself, I'm like, just be in shape. So what do I do to be in shape? I run and I surf. That's it. And then I eat. Try to eat healthy. I don't eat healthy. I don't. at all. But recently I have been because of this thing. I know it's not only about the gym, right? It's about you gotta switch up the diet too. So I went grocery shopping, got a whole bunch of, you know, bok choy. I got like cauliflower rice, which is the most fucking boring brand of or boring type of rice ever, okay? Marcus, my roommate, started eating really healthy in July. He's been looking up all these healthy recipes. So he told me, I told him, I'm like, yo, I gotta like lose some weight for this role. Like, what should I be eating? And he goes, dude, cauliflower rice, bro. I'm telling you, get this shit. It's money. So I was like, okay, wonder what that could be. It's obviously rice, but it's just, you know, some other form of rice. Maybe it's some, you know, crazy niche type of Asian rice I haven't heard of or something. No, it's cauliflower. Just diced up into rice-like portions. Just straight up cauliflower. That's what that is. Super, super boring and not good. Well, it's fine. I could get used to it. That's one of the things about eating healthy is that it's fucking boring. It's just boring. Everything's bland. How do you make shit taste good when it's healthy? I don't know. Like, because how the taste usually comes from the sauce or from, I mean, I people say spices, right? But I try to spice my shit up and it just tastes fucking bland. That probably says more about my cooking than it does about eating healthy. But it's easier to cook unhealthy shit that tastes good than it is to cook healthy shit that tastes good. That's what I'm saying. But I'm getting a little bit better at it. I am. I'm getting better at grocery shopping and so now I'm kind of in this nice little thing, right, where I'm lifting, joined a gym. I know it, you know, conquered that hurdle, joined the gym, been lifting, getting my groceries, knowing exactly what I need now from the grocery store, knowing, you know, a couple different meals to cook or whatever. And so I was in this good groove and then all of a sudden, boom, I got fucking sick. And that just threw me out of it, dog. And when I get sick, it's like, I'm not one of those people that gets sick and then it's like, oh no, I have no appetite. Please keep that food away from me. All I'll eat is chicken soup. No, I'm like, I'm sick, so I need something to fucking, you know, make me feel better. So put everything into my face. Like, I've been eating just like ice cream and I'm just out of it now, man. I'm fucking eating like shit again. Because it's the only thing that makes me feel better. It's a crutch. You know, it's like the only vice I have right now. I don't know, but today's the first day that I've actually felt a little bit better, so. I think I might hit the gym, actually. As I fucking cough up a lung. I think I might hit Gold's today. Even though I'm still, I don't know, is it bad to work out when you're sick? I don't know. I asked my friend that yesterday. I was like, yo, I might hit the gym. He's like, dude, you're sick. Don't do it, man. I always do that, and the sickness ends up for longer. I'm always like, yeah, I'll go like work it out of my body, but it doesn't work that way. You just got to rest, and then it'll end sooner. But, man, I'm getting cabin fever here. Just been sitting inside fucking editing. Oh, my next video, I think, is one of my favorites. And I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret here. The people who are listening, who watch my videos, it's a vlog. Boom. But it's not like this ain't like any vlog you've seen. Oh no, this is very, very different and I'm very stoked on it. And I don't really know what inspired me to make this, but I think it's going to be funny. But it needs a couple more days worth of editing and then I think I'm going to drop it, as they say. Drop. I hate when people use that. The only people that can use that term, drop, like, hey, yo, dropping my new blank, you know, dropping my new mixtape, dropping my new video. The only people that can say that are the people that have like millions and millions of people like expecting shit from them. You know, then you can use the word drop. I don't think you can use the word drop if you have like, yo, dropping a new track and there's like 10 people that are like, sick. You know what I mean? A drop is a pretty significant, it's got like a lot of meaning to it. Like when I drop something, I expect hundreds of thousands of people to be like, fuck yeah. So I think I'm going to drop that video in a couple days. That'll be good. What else we talked about? Let me know how you guys stay in shape. What's the deal? What do you guys do? Do you guys lift? What are some healthy meals I can make? this is shit I want to hear from you guys, because I don't know. If you got a healthy meal that's easy, I can make it in like 20 minutes, whatever, fucking DM me. Okay, write it in the comments. I want to hear about that. Because I got to get back into it, man. I got to get back into it. I got to start eating healthier again. Actually, you know what? For today for lunch, I had tuna. So, patted myself on the back for that. And then I had like 3 cookies. I hate myself. I hate myself. Oh, man. Okay, what else I want to talk about here? I saw Split last night. You guys see that fucking movie? Shit is nuts. Nuts. I can't really talk about it without ruining it, though, because I want to talk about the end. The end. It's not a mind fuck, but it was more left me just being like, what did I just watch? What the fuck? It just like made me question the entire movie and whether or not it was worth it. All the way to the end, I was like, yeah, this is fucking crazy. And then the end happened, and I was like, oh, was it crazy, though? I don't know. I'm just more confused than anything now. Y'all should definitely see it, though. Y'all should definitely see it. James McAvoy was fucking insanely good in that movie. Another movie I saw, Killer Joe. I've been watching these movies with psychos in them because the scene I did last week in acting class, I played this dude that like kidnapped this chick. So the teacher was like, hey, maybe you should watch these things. Maybe you should watch these guys because they play psychos really well. And so I was like, yeah, all right. Watch them and feeling inspired, guys, to be a kidnapper. No, I'm not feeling inspired to be a kidnapper, but it's cool how well James McAvoy was able to play that fucking character. Basically, he plays this guy that has like 8 personalities or whatever, eight different identities, like that are fully different people, like living in the same body. And there's like this one scene where he's switching through each one, like without cuts, and it's like, it's crazy. Super dope. So definitely see Split. Definitely see Killer Joe. It's a dark-ass movie, though. You gotta be ready for that. That's not like a lighthearted, like, hey, you know, you watch with your sister or something. Hey, sis, get over here. Let's watch a movie. You know, we never watch movies. Let's watch a movie. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Watch it like alone, fully prepared. Get yourself a big, tall glass of water and just watch that movie. Because it's a trip, bro. Okay, that's about it for me. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'm going to continue editing this video. Hopefully it'll be out in a couple days. And have a good weekend and everything. And yeah, you're almost there, guys. You're almost at the weekend. Psych. You're not even halfway there. You're barely halfway there. So just keep that in mind. But, I mean, Thursday and Friday are the best, so. All right. Oh, also a little, this is every single episode of my fucking podcast, right before the end. Oh wait, I forgot to do the self promo. Fuck. Oh wait. What kind of promo should I do this time? Let's see. Oh, I don't know. Gee, I don't know. Watch my show, Go Rodeo, on full screen, because the third episode I think is the best one so far, and it comes out on Friday. It comes out actually Thursday at like 10 p.m. or something, but you didn't hear that from me. All right. It's actually technically Fridays, but I think it comes out Thursday night now. So, get ready for this episode. It's about Valentine's Day, and it's super fucking funny. I take a selfie with a dildo. There. Whoops. Gave you a little spoiler, but that'll give you a little taste of the episode, so definitely tune in for that. And, guys, leave this a review if you can on iTunes. That'd be great. And, I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Love you. Bye. Do I love you? I don't... Well, okay. Bye.